Bandits Day player here on 720 WGN. One of Chicagoland's very own Anderson's Candy Shop has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for 100 years. And just as making quality candy is a four-generation tradition in their family, giving Anderson's as a gift has become a multi-generation tradition for thousands of others. It is the best chocolate I have ever had. I'm not kidding you. And Anderson's are some of the nice people I've ever met. And joining us to talk about family history, a century-old business, and the sweet Easter treats is Leif Anderson and his daughter, Katie Anderson. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Are you guys working?
Yeah. Not at the moment. We just finished Easter egg coloring with the family.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Oh, that's
getting
awesome.
Getting ready to, wake up very early and start work again tomorrow.
You know what? I forgot about that tradition that you do that the week before. You do all your Easter eggs and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, I know this summer you're going to be celebrating 100 years. This is what an exciting time, huh?
It is, absolutely. Can't wait for it. We're having a big party in June, the last weekend in June, and everybody's invited out to our place in Richmond.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And it was Grandpa. It was Arthur Anderson in 1919 that started the place, right?
That's correct, yeah. My grandfather started it. He moved eventually in 1926 out to the Richmond store, but he started on Armitage Avenue in Chicago.
And that house has been added on to until you got the store that you have today, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's grown, I'd say, three subtractions and five additions, I think. Yeah.
That's awesome. It is the creamiest, sweetest chocolate I've ever had. Everything is from scratch. Every piece of Anderson's candy is handmade. Creams, caramels, centers, all cooked in copper kettles over an antique gas stove in Richmond. I think that's what makes this so good, right, Leif?
Yeah, no, it's attention to detail everywhere from the ingredients we buy all the way through finishing it and getting it out to the customer at the counter. No detail is overlooked, and we really value our experienced employees. They are our partners all the way in making this.
Absolutely. The candy bars, Katie, are absolutely my favorite, and my kids love coming in there in the little old glass cabinets, because those are the originals, right, those candy cabinets that are there?
Yeah, when you walk in to our store in Richmond, you kind of are met with these glass and wood antique candy cases, and you see a sea of red and blue kind of wax paper bags, and you can always tell the people that are regulars because they come straight to the case and they zoom in on which candy bar they want, whether it's chocolate-covered orange peel or brown sugar buttercream or raspberry mallow, and they point to it in the case and we load them up. And people who are new for the first time learn about our 30 different variety of chocolate bars. And we learn if they're red bag, which is milk chocolate, or blue bag people for dark chocolate. And I think my favorite, though, is people who come in who haven't been to our shop since they were maybe 7 or 8 years old, going up to Lake Geneva with their parents or their grandparents. And now they're visiting us from, in middle age or older, and they see this candy case is still there and the chocolate is still there, and they open up one of those magical candy bar bags and sink their teeth in. And it's an emotional experience for people because there are so few things that are left that are as good as you remember and that can just take you back to somewhere so special. And I think that because we've been able to retain that throughout these generations, I know that's heavy on my sort of heart and mind when I go to work every day as the fourth generation, that we have to upkeep that for people. And I think that's what's helped us survive 100 years as a family business.
Yeah, I mean, there's no shortcuts taken. I mean, there's still great recipes that are 100 years old. And I like that what I've seen on Facebook. Anderson's Candy Shop's got a great Facebook page. You've been doing some video up there, too. Yeah, you've been doing some video up there, too, and kind of watching the process on how some of this is made. And I find that quite fascinating.
Yeah, in our 100th year, one of our goals, and people who are watching our website and our Facebook page will see this unfold throughout the year, is to get more videos and behind the scenes online so you can really see how we fashion each cashew fritter with our marble tables and our raw cashews and and how we make each cherry cordial from scratch in our own homemade fondant, and even how we make each chocolate bunny for Easter by hand in our antique metal molds. We want to give people a view of that so they can see the work that goes in and why the chocolate and the candies taste
yeah.
so good.
No, absolutely. What about the truffles right now, Leaf? What are the seasonal truffles you got that are out there?
You know, Kate can answer that one better because I don't think we have a seasonal truffle right now. I think that
we don't. You're right.
Yeah.
We don't have a seasonal truffle because we are so busy making marshmallow eggs
let's talk about that.
Eggs.
Yeah, let's talk about Easter because, I mean, you have a massive selection. I'm going to tell you something, folks. All this week, stop by one of these stores. I will not and I will refuse to go buy like candy bar chocolate from the grocery store for my kids' Easter baskets.
Thank you.
I will only do that. And my kids really love it. I mean, they know that they're going to get.
Well, now they're chocolate snobs. You've ruined
that's right.
them
I have
for
ruined
anything
them a little
but
bit.
Good chocolate.
Yeah, yeah. But talk a little bit about some of this stuff because there's some great like Easter bunny molds that you guys have had in your family for almost a century that you use for a lot of stuff.
Many of the molds were purchased secondhand by my grandfather, so there's no telling how old they are, but they're certainly over 100 years old. We have them replated, they're nickel silver plated, and we have them replated from time to time by a plater on the north side of Chicago, actually up in Wilmette, and we're still using those same molds that my grandfather was using 100 years ago, and you'll find over 30 different varieties of solid chocolate rabbits, from little bitty inch and a half tall ones to rabbits that are more than a foot tall, and they're all solid, no hollow ones here. The rabbit goes so deep that it's been carved into the icon that stands outside our store.
Right. Where the old tree was.
Come in and see if you can tell which rabbit was the model for that tree that was carved outside.
That's very cool. And Katie, you were talking about the eggs a little bit. Talk to us about some of the fillings in there.
Yeah. So we have 9 flavors of cream-filled eggs. So flavors like maple nut cream, marzipan, coconut, fruit and nut cream, marble, which is a swirl of chocolate and vanilla buttercreams, one of my all-time favorites, and peanut butter cream, of course, are just a few. Those come in like an egg, little 2-ounce egg shape all the way up to a 1/4 pound, a 1/2 pound, and a 1 pound cream egg. So if you've got those families that are looking for something to share, like the old lamb cakes, you can get a giant cream-filled egg to slice up like cake, and it is ridiculously good.
Mean. Yeah, see, I didn't get one of those. I'm going to have to stop by this week. Damn it! I
got something. Get you your maple one. the other thing we do, which is we literally make thousands and thousands and thousands of marshmallow eggs, and we make those from scratch. With the beaten marshmallow, we make from ourselves from just the raw ingredients, and we hand pour with little ice cream scoops into cornstarch molds, you know, 20,000-30,000 marshmallow eggs each season, and those are hand dipped and come in dozens, and there's regular vanilla or Bailey's Irish cream, and those I can tell you I gain an extra 5 pounds every Easter season.
I bet you do. That's awesome. And then there's other things happening. When's the do you have a Easter egg hunt or something coming up, or is Easter Bunny coming to the store again?
Yeah, the Easter Bunny stops by our shop, and we'll give high fives and take photos and give hugs to anybody who comes by from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, tomorrow, and then also Saturday, April 20th. So this Sunday and then next Saturday. Rain or shine, he'll either be outside or inside. And we just have a blast with the bunny and everybody who stops by. He's just a real fluffy, sweet guy. So
that's awesome.
The bunny was rocking today, and I have to tell you that in the couple of hours that I was watching, there were more adults taking selfies with the bunny than there were kids.
That's awesome.
There were lines up. It was hilarious.
I should mention, too, real quick, we do talk a lot about the bunny, and we love that for Easter. It's so much fun. But the other thing that I really love about Easter time that we have is we do have what we call blessings baskets as well as regular Easter baskets. And those are for people who, you know, want to keep the focus a little more on Christ if you celebrate Easter that way. They have solid chocolate crosses and chocolate lambs in them instead of, you know, bunny shapes. And it's a fun way to, you know, really celebrate some of the treats of Easter, as well as sort of the reason behind the holiday as well. So we just have
that's
a blast
great.
For Easter.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And I know you guys are going to do this. We're going to take the seventh caller at 312-981-7200 for a $25 Anderson's Candy gift card, which is really, really cool that you guys are doing this. So, again, we'll take the seventh caller if you want to call in for a $25 Anderson's Candy gift card, 312-981-7200, courtesy of Anderson's Candy Shop. And I'll tell you, before Easter, stop by other candy shops in Richmond and in Barrington, and you can always shop online at AndersonsCandyShop.com. And next time, guys, when we do this, I want you I want you to come down to the studio.
We're going to be there. We have not seen your new studio yet. And you guys will be getting...
We love seeing you in person, Dave.
Of course.
Everyone listening, Dave is just as kind and wonderful as he sounds on the radio.
Oh,
he
really is.
Absolutely.
That's very sweet. That's very sweet. Well, I look forward to seeing you guys, and happy Easter to you and your families.
Happy Easter to you, Dave.
All right,
thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Leif and Katie Anderson from Anderson's Candy, and, of course, Richmond and Barrington, and, again, shop online all the time at AndersonsCandyShop.com. All right, we'll be right back.